The Gemara at the end of Tanis tells us, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hayu yamim tovim l'Yisrael kechamisha asar ba'av u'kibiyom ha'kipurim. Gemara tells us that there were never days that were so festive, yamim tovim, such special days, as the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, I understand Yom Kippur. It's a day of slicha, mechila. It's a day of forgiveness and pardon. It's a day the second tablets were given. What is the significance of Tu B'Av? And the Gemara then gives six different interpretations to what the significance of Tu B'Av is. The first is that the women, like Benot Slavchad, who there were no men in the family, who only married men from their same tribe, in order to ensure that the nachla, the inheritance, would stay within their tribes, were permitted to marry men from other tribes. The story of Pelegesh Bagiva at the end of Sefer Shofti, when Klal Yisrael said they would never marry anybody from Shevet Binyamin, that edict was rescinded. The women went out, and Shiloh, right, and the men of Binyamin were able to take for themselves wives. See, Yom Shekalu Bo Masei Midbar, that every year on Tisha B'Av, the day that they sinned with the Chet HaMeraglim, the sin of the spies, the Jewish people that were left, who were decreed to die in the Midbar, would dig for themselves graves, and X amount of people would die every year. On the last year, the people who went into their graves got up, and they said, oh, they must have made a mistake, and they went in again. And by the 15th, when the moon was full, they realized they didn't make a mistake. They realized Hashem had forgiven them, and the dibur, the relationship of speech between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu resumed, that was silent for all those years. Further, Yom Shabbat Yoshea ben Ela took away the sentry guards that Jeroboam had set up, stopping people from going to Yerushalayim. This one is more famous, Yom Shenitru Haruge Beitar Lekvura. We know that there were a lot of people that were killed in Beitar, and for many years their body just lay there. And on Tu B'Av, they were allowed to bury these people. And this is the bracha that the Chachmei Yavne set up, Hatov V'Ameitiv, the fourth bracha in benching. Hatov, God is good, that the bodies did not decay, V'Ameitiv, and who confers goodness, that they were allowed to be buried. And finally, the Gemara says, this was the day they stopped cutting the trees for the altar, because after this, the sun became weaker, the nights become longer, worms could come into the wood, so they stopped cutting wood for the altar. Then the Chazal goes on in this Mishnah and the Gemara, that Benot Yerushalayim, the daughters of Jerusalem, would go out in borrowed white clothing and go out into the fields and dance and say to the boys, Sa'nainecha, lift up your eyes, don't look at this, don't look at beauty, don't look at that. And again, this was a time of shiduchim, of time to arrange marriages. And they would go out, Benot Yisrael, Yotzofa, Chalopa, Kramim, they would go out and dance in the vineyards. And finally, the Gemara ends that in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a machol, a circle for the tzaddikim, and Hashem will sit in the middle in Gan Eden, and the tzaddikim will be able to point and say, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagilo v'nispecha v'shuato, this is Hashem, this is the God been waiting for his salvation. That's the Gemara. We've spoken about this Gemara in the past. What is the essence of what Tu B'Av is about? And from that, Shir will just pick up on the last idea. We'll summarize again because every idea is gorgeous. It's such a gorgeous idea. We'll end with that very briefly. I'd like to take a look at Tu B'Av from a little bit of a different perspective this year, and they all complement each other. And again, the obvious question, the question in source 4 of the Emunati Techer Rav Wolfson is, when you give so many answers, V'davar pelahu shal shelata gemara Tu B'Av mahi, when the Gemara asks, what is the significance of Tu B'Av, and you give six different answers, Ribui atshuvot, the multitude of answers, Yachola Shir Roshem, can leave the impression, She'ein b'chol achad tam maspik, l'kviyat ayantef, no one answer is good enough. And that's why you need so many different answers. And further, Rav Schlesinger in the Sefer, Eilah Emo Adai, notes, he says, these were such major events that they're worthy to have a festival. There were many more greater, worthier events that happened in Klal Yisrael's history. Right? Shemesh v'givon don, the sun stood still. We don't make a holiday for that. Major things happened, right? 180,000 soldiers of the Assyrian army died the night of Pesach. So we have a special, you know, food at our Pesach table to remember that. Like, what is the significance of these things? Albeit they're special, but doesn't seem to be worthy of making a holiday, that we need to make a holiday for all this. So obviously, there's something going on here that's much deeper. And I think perhaps, probably the most important and most pressing question for us is, every year, Tu B'Av comes, and for most of us, the only way we know it's Tu B'Av because it's marked on the calendar. Very often, we'll get wedding invitations, and we'll see the date. Oh, Tu B'Av, that's a day for weddings. And we celebrate it by going to a simcha. But aside from that, Tu B'Av doesn't really have much significance in our repertoire. We don't have women going out in Yerushalayim in borrowed white clothing today. How can we make Tu B'Av wherever we live? How can we make Tu B'Av something that's meaningful? How do we tap into the koach of the day? Before we take a look at the three levels, and again, the level number three will be a repeat of our previous Tu B'Av shir, I'd like to make mention of the Nakuda of the Apter Rav, of the O of Yisrael, and on all three levels be able to see this component developed. And he notes that the holiday of Tu B'Av is the holiday of the Tetvav, the 15th letter in the Av, in the Aleph Bet. And that 15th letter is Hainu Ot Samech. It's the letter Samech, which is the round letter. Shiagula Saviv Saviv. It's completely circular. Ve'ein Barosh V'Sof, and there is no beginning and end. Ve'hi Bechinat Mechol. And this letter, it's a demonstration really of a dance, right? People dance in a circle. Because this is the essence of the Yantif of Tu B'Av. So the O of Yisrael teaches us that if you want to gain a sense of what Tu B'Av is about, you have to understand the circle. You have to understand the Ot Samech and what that represents. So we're not going to focus on the letter Samech, which is in itself a lot of Torah, which we've done in the past. Today, Mirz Hashem will focus in on the circle, and hence Bishur and Melech brings down in six is this idea of having a wedding ring, which is circular. It's coming from very much the concepts that we're going to speak about today, Mirz Hashem. On level number one, we'll take a look at a piece from the Sefer Chalona Teva, a piece from the Sefer B'nei Yisoschar. And he notes the following. He says, Dinei b'kafhei be'elul, hatchalat b'riyas ha'olam, on the 25th of Elul, that was the day the world was created. V'atchalat b'riyas ha'olam haya b'vchinat tor malchus. And the day that the world was created, that was like malchus, that's kingship. B'chdei likarei melech, kei melech b'lo'am, because you can't have a king without a people. Vei malchus, sof ma'aseh b'machshavat chila. And when Hashem envisioned Malchus, he envisioned that Klal Yisrael were going to be the nation that was going to coronate him as king. V'nei amru rasal abrim, yom kodem yitzirat havlad, machruzim barakia bat ploni, leploni. 40 days before we have the formation of a child, it is decreed in heaven, the daughter of so-and-so will marry so-and-so. V'kedugma halazu abrim, yom kodem kafei be'elul, Huzman Chilafanenu Tu B'Av. So when was the world created? The world was created on Kafei Elul. 40 days before the creation of the world, and the creation of the world is Adon Olam, is the creation of the Asher Malach, the creation of Malchus Hashem. 40 days before the creation of the world is Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, represents the idea of Yisrael Alu B'Machshav Litchatein B'Melech HaKavod. On the 45th day of Elul, of the 25th day of Elul, you have Hashem creating the world, and 15 days beforehand, you have the ability to have that Klal Yisrael were going to be the ones who were going to marry Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol. And that explains why the day has so many, many of the reasons are connected with marriage, right? That Sheva Bin Yomi was able to get married and the women were able to marry other Shvatim. It's all interconnected to the fact that today in its root is a day where Kivyochol Hashem envisioned that we were going to be his mate. We were going to be the ones that we were going to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Sichor Chazkut points out, Ki inei be'emes kol inyanim ha-gashmi'im shevolam hazeh, hey mashal v'dugma l'dvarim gvohim v'ramim ma'ot. We can't just get caught up in the mashal, in that HaKadosh Baruch, that this is a day of weddings, and that we get invited to weddings, and it's a day that we celebrate weddings. That's the mashal. But you gotta know the nimshal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is that we, Klal Yisrael, are marrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you just go to weddings and say, oh, what a beautiful wedding it is, but you don't then transpose that feeling that we are the chosen nation, the Am HaNivchar, to marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you've got caught in the middle. You weren't able to take the mashal to its fullest extent. The Nesiva Shalom developing this idea notes on the pasuk of Su'usharim Roshechem V'inasu Pitzchei Alom V'yavo Melech HaKavod. What are the sha'arim? What are the gates? That there's certain gates before the Yamim Noraim, before the high holidays, that you have to be able to enter into in order to come into Elul Rosh Hashanah. And the first one of those gates is Chamisha Sar Ba'av. It's the gate where Kivyachol, this marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Shizu Tachlis Abriya. Because that's the purpose of creation. As the pasuk says, Bereishis bara Elokim, Bereishis bishvil Yisrael, shenikru Reishis. For Klal Yisrael, who are called beginning. Ubishvil haTorah, shenikrat Reishis. And for the Torah, which is called beginning. V'sof maisa machshava tchila. And therefore, nimsa, therefore we find, Shebachamisha sar ba'av yoredet hara hazot shatchalat bechinat hakitun shel Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. On this day we begin the relationship between ourselves and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's about the relationship with us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is why the Sichor Chazkut points out that on Tu Be'av it's a day where we go out the big day lover. We go out in white clothes, which is reminiscent, obviously, of Yom Kippur. And we go out in Bechinat, we go out in clothes that are borrowed. It's as if this today, HaMedrega Shu Zachala B'Yom Zeh, Gvoha Mimenu, Veina Shayecha Lo Klal. It's as if we are borrowing a level that's not really ours. We're entering into a realm of feeling this Dveikus, this connection. It's like Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur already in Chamisha Asar Ba'av. It's like we have the goal even before we enter into the process. Hashem is giving us a taste. What's the whole point of the Yamim Noraim? The highlight is Atar Reis Ladat, right? At Simchas Torah. We dance around the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the Sukkot, the 7 days of Sheva Brachot. It's a marriage to Hashem. It's a Yichud with Hashem. But in order to have that experience, we have to almost have a taste that Hashem gives us. Tu B'Av begins the process where Hashem opens up for us a taste of what this relationship is about, and then we can begin the process. So on Tu B'Av, when we talk about the women going out in borrowed clothing, that's really again, a representation of us, that on Tu B'Av, we have a borrowed level. We have a level, this high level of the white clothes. It's a level of the Mecholot Tzadikim. It's a level of the way the Gemara ends, that in the future the Tzadikim will make a dance around the Kodesh Baruch Hu. U'b'sha'ah sh'anu nimsim b'makom kadosh hazeh hazman m'sugah ma'od. These 24 hours of Tu B'Av are a very auspicious time. Lispalov, Lischanein, Lifnei Hashem Yitzbarach to David. V'lomar Bachur Nasainai Necha. Ma Ata Bocher Lecha. It's as if we raise up our eyes and we say, what are you going to choose? This is a time to be able to utilize this to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Torah and in Tefillah and be able to prepare ourselves for the Yamim Noraim, this is the first stop on the tshuva process. And indeed, the Nesiva Shalom points out on Se'u Sha'arim Roshechem 14 and 15, what are the Sha'arim, what are the gates, what is the process that we need to reach this level of marriage, of Dveikos? The Sha'arim are the Sha'ar of Koach HaTorah and the Koach HaTfilah. And we know that the whole idea of an Erusin, of an engagement, is connected to Torah. The famous Pasuk of Torah, Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov, it's an inheritance for the people of Yaakov. Don't read it as Marasha Ela Me'orasa. It is the engagement. It's the relationship with Klal Yisrael. And indeed, we know that the whole idea, and this is 16 again, the Chalon HaTeva, the whole idea that we have the wood being stopped from being chopped was an indication that now these people are able to sit and learn Torah. Albeit, I understand that they had to do a mitzvah, granted, but they weren't able to learn Torah. Now they have the ability to learn Torah on a dedicated way. And further, the nights become longer. And therefore, Rabbeinu Hananel brings down that it's important that Tu B'Av was man, that we see Shemarichim HaLeilos, that the nights get longer. V'aleinu lahosif v'limud haTorah ma'alayla layom. That's the time to increase our learning of Torah, lidabek b'kodesh Baruch Hu v'shchinate, and to be able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So definitely, one aspect of Tu B'Av is to focus in on our Torah learning, focus in on our relationship with Hashem, and ask ourselves, are we dedicating enough time to our learning, to our relationship with Hashem? The other aspect of Tu B'Av, as we mentioned, is tefillah. It's a beautiful idea that Lekach V'Alibu of Rav Shur notes, where he says that Shabbos Nachavu, the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, is Parshas Veschanan. Parshas Veschanan begins, V'etchanan al Hashem Beit Ahilemor, and Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded to Hashem at that time, saying, and Chazal asks, why does the word Lemor there? It's extra. If it's he's V'etchanan, obviously he's Lemor. If he's imploring, obviously he's saying. The Medrash and Dvarim Rabba says Lemor is L'doros for future generations, that the generations should know that any time that they need to David, any time that they need to turn to Hashem, they're able to. He's opening up a petach. He's opening up a gateway that we're able to daven any time that we need to daven to Hashem. And it's not by accident brings the lekach v'alivu, the idea from the Pnei Yoshua, that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu began davening his 515 tefillos was none other than Tu B'Av. And he brings down here, and it's such a powerful imagery in 13, Tu B'Av Matchil, says Lekach V'Alibuv, Yemei HaChana L'Yamim Noraim, begins the time for the high holidays. Ki Kfar B'Yarnu La'ayo, Ki Watchalat Zman Tshuva. It's the beginning of the time of Tshuva. Yesh Memra Shaya Ragil B'Fi Tzadikim Zchuto Yagein Aleinu, Shebeshamayim Kfar Mechinim HaKisaro L'Yom Hadin. In heaven, they're already preparing the chairs for the day of judgment. This is what Tu B'Av is about. On Tu B'Av, you almost should close your eyes and imagine that the court is being set up in Shemayim. There is a judgment going on, that the everything is getting ready. It's not Rosh Chodesh Elul, my friends, and it's not by accident that the zodiac sign for the month of Av is a lion. Right? Are Yeshag Milo Yirah? The lion roars. Who's not intimidated? Who's not afraid? Which is a representation of, right, Aleph Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah is an acronym of Aryeh, of being able to prepare ourselves, but it already starts on Tu B'Av, the month of Av. And hence, my friends, the Drash Mordechai points out, this is the understanding of what does it mean the Matei Midbar didn't die that year. So the Drash Mordechai points out a Gevaldic idea. He says every year, when everyone, you know, made those graves and went in them, of course they were davening, I hope I get up the next morning. But part of them had, you know, statistical chances are I will, even if it's 1 in 2. That last year, the statistical chances were 0. That year, those people davened me'umka deliba from the depths of their heart. And they were answered. And we learned that afilu cherev chadam unachal tzavro shel adam, even if a sword, a sharp sword is on a person's neck, you should never give up from shemayim, from help from heaven. Their tefillah, mi'umka deliba, is what is imprinted on Tu B'Av. That the time of Tu B'Av is a time of davening. It's a time of passionate tefillah to Hashem. And every year, we have a cycle. The world is recreated. The world is destroyed, kivyachol, every year. We go through this relationship of remarrying Hashem, of rededicating our relationship with Hashem. And every year, Tu B'Av has to begin for us the day of introspection. It's kind of hard. We're in the middle of the summer. We're in the middle of relaxing and on vacation. Nevertheless, there is no vacation from God. We all know that. We're Avdei Hashem 24/7. And therefore, when Tu B'Av comes, let's use these 24 hours to daven with more kavana, to daven for what we need, to say, you know, more Tehillim than usual, and to be able to learn more Torah on this day, and to be able to recognize, I am preparing today to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the beginning of the process. What am I doing? How am I starting the tshuva ball rolling already from now? And indeed, the third element of Tu B'Av, we always have Shosha Dvarim Olam Ome, Ala Torah, Ala Voda, and Gemilus Chasodim. Notes the Sichor Nischasku, the fact that the tribes were able to marry each other is a time when you have Liskot L'Shefa Tzum V'Niflo Shel Avas Chaverim. It's a time of tremendous love, of brotherly love, Avas Chinam, and free love. And this is a time for us as well to dedicate ourselves to Gemilus Chasodim, to showing brotherhood, showing affection, showing connection one to another. Look for opportunities to create this level of connection within our lives, within our community, within our families. And obviously, as our last point, and this before we talk about the circle, the Sichor Chaskut brings down on the Pasuk of Ma Hashem Elokecha 16 at the Dat Shoel Mimcha, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Ki im liyirah, he only asks from you to have yiras Hashem. Ma, it's gematria, mem hei of 45. These are the 45 days starting from Chamisha Atzer B'Av until Rosh Hashanah, where we then begin Asher Bahem Mera'ui La'adam Litorer B'Yeter B'Yiras Habore Baruch Hu. So the overarching modality of these days from Tu B'Av is Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimcha. Get ready for Rosh Hashanah. I want Yiras Hashem. Kedei lasod hachana derabba likras amim ha-kdoshim, to get ready for the amim kdoshim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc. And that's why, as the Tiferet Yisrael notes, Pamei Moe brings in 18, Sa neinecha ro'e ma'ata barer lecha bachur b'karazim. This is not just the bachur down here. You know, young men, lift up your eyes. We're talking to Hashem. Lift up your eyes. See where we come from. See our lineage. See that we come from the Avos. Sheker Achein. Vehevel Ayofi. Look at us. Pay attention to us. On this level, my friends, we understand that the idea of the circle, the idea of the Samech we spoke about, notes again the after Rav, as well as Bnei Yisachar, Ha'olech B'Machola 19, Mistovevhu Bekev Saviv Saviv, is something circular. Lelo Aliyavi Rida doesn't have a beginning and an end. And this is the vision of the future, of the Tzadikim dancing around Hashem. And this is the vision of Lo Tiyem Menat Chalkam Shel Tzadikim Hakina Vasina. And this is the vision we should have. There shouldn't be any hatred, any jealousy one to another. This is the day when people went out, the girls went out with borrowed clothes, that nobody should feel embarrassed that they don't have clothes. This is a day of brotherhood. The circle of Tu B'Av is a circle of equality. Where Klal Yisrael don't look at the externals, how you're dressed, what your societal, you know, stature is. Be able to look at the panemius, to look at that we're all neshamas, we're all beautiful, chelik elokam imal, and to be able to treat each other accordingly. That, my friends, is level number one of what Chamisha Asar B'Av is about. It's a time of tshuva. It's a time of tefillah. It's a time of Torah. It's a time of Gemilus Chasadim. It's a time of tremendous amount of love and brotherhood. And this, my friends, applies wherever we are. Take a Sefer Tehillim and begin to daven. Take your journal you have every year of the ways you want to improve and start taking it out and start writing. The Sichor Yitzchaskut notes on the second level, there's another aspect of what Tuba Av is about. And to appreciate this aspect, we have to appreciate one of the many midos. That's a very special mida of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know Chazal tell us, Hidabek b'midotav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should follow in the ways and the midos of Hashem. V'hi amida kdosha shel tov. There's a mida that's called tov. It's called goodness. And it's a mida that Hashem is praised for. Tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is good to everybody. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki lo chasto. Tamaru ki tov Hashem. Come taste and see how good Hashem is. And Chazal teach us that with this mida of tov, heyasod v'shorish l'chol abriya. This is the mida, this is the quality that the whole creation is predicated upon. As we say, b'chol yom, we say this every day, u'betuvo mechadesh b'chol yom tavim ma'asabreshi. And Hashem's kindness, he recreates the world every day. Hazan et ha'olam kulo, Hashem sustains the world, b'tuvo, with his kindness. And the mida of kindness in 21 is ha'inyan shashayach l'chol achad, that's applicable to all of us. And the bracket in 21 is liyot tamid malayim tova, to always be filled with goodness, v'sikus, sweetness, ni'imus, kindness, simcha, pani me'iros, v'lerot tatzad ha'tov shiyesh b'chol davar. It's to be able to see the good in everything. V'liot merutza michol davar, and to be satisfied with everything. The idea of the lev tov being the character trait that we need. We've spoken about this many times. If we take a piece of paper and put a dot in the middle, and we ask somebody, what do you see? They'll tell you, I see a dot in the middle of the paper. What people don't say is, wow, I see a beautiful white paper that happens to have a dot in it. People focus in on the negative, the dot, and not on the white, the pristine, the pure. And that's the human condition. And that condition is noted in 21 and 22 in Sichot Tzitzchaskut, Rosvi Meyer, came from Adam Arishon. That Adam Arishon, when he was originally created, the whole world was tov, the whole world was good. And then when he ate from the Eitz Hadaat, he ate from the tree of good and evil. What was the result is that good and evil became intermixed together. And now we never see anything as purely good. We always have, well, you know, and that is the struggle that we have of being able to rise above the ra and be able to see the tov, the goodness in everything. And indeed, my friends, the Beis HaMikdash was a place where this is exactly what happens. We know again in Parshas Veschanu when Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to go to Eretz Yisrael, he says, I want to go to Har HaTov HaZel Vavanon, this Har HaTov, this good mountain. What was this good mountain he wanted to go to? The Beis HaMikdash, because from the Beis HaMikdash emanated the ultimate good, where everybody had an Ayin Tova. Ki Kara Shva'an 23, Shev Sharalash Sigma Beit HaMikdash, Shubachinas Ayin Tova V'Lev Tov, Sheish Kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was able to see everything as good from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. You're able to see the goodness in everything. Of Kol D'Avid Rachmanu L'Tov Avid, that everything Hashem does is for the good. And you're able also to see Aleinu L'Rot Tamid HaTov HaChesed Shebeish B'Chol Davar, to be able to see the goodness that's found in everything in life. And that indeed we know Kabbalistically every month is connected to a different letter in the alphabet. The month of Av, 24, is connected to letter Tet. The letter Tet has the top brought in. It's like the goodness is hidden, is concealed, and that's our job. Our job is to be able to bring that goodness out. It's no accident that Aaron HaKohen dies in Rosh Chodesh Av. Aaron HaKohen was the one who's able to see. Oh, if Shalom Verode Shalom. Oh, if Sabrios, who's able to see the goodness in everybody. Aaron HaKohen is also the one who lit the menorah, who was Metiv et HaNeros. Shayam Mashrish ben Hashamos Yisrael Nikros Neros, Ner Hashem Nishvar Adam, Sheyumit Bornimis Taklim Tamid Alatov Sheish B'chol Davar. He was able to infuse in every human being to be able to see the good. Now I can appreciate our Gemara. Lo hayu yamim tovim l'Yisrael chamisha sar be'av. There were never days that were tovim, the end of 24, that were as good. Because today is the day of being able to see the tov. It's being able to see the goodness. It's being able la'asig bo b'chinas ha'tov. And that's how we're going to be able to reach a level in the future of being able to bring the geula, of being able to see the aspect of tov. On the day of Tu B'Av, it's our job, both ben adam l'chaveiro and both ben adam l'makom, to be able to focus in on the aspects of tov. As Chazal tells us this quickly in 25, ha'kofer b'tovasel shel chaveiro, if you deny the goodness of your friend, you don't see the goodness that your friend does, you don't acknowledge it. Kilu kofer b'tovasel shel makom, as if you deny the goodness of Hashem. And that is why, echad mi'ikrei ha'inyonim erechlilim b'midah niskavazu shel tov, hi l'argish avar HaKadosh Baruch Hu eleinu. One of the midos that we have to work on Tu B'Av is to feel Hashem's love for us. V'lakira atov shavanagat HaKadosh Baruch Hu itano, and to feel how much Hashem loves us, af im ein atova nireit b'nei basar, even if we don't see this. And this is brought to the fore in that pasuk of hodu l'Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chasto. Le'olam literally means forever. Le'olam is also m'lashon helam, m'lashon halama v'astara. Even when the rachamim and the chasadim, the kindness and the goodness, are ne'elamim v'nistarim, hey me'nav shel adam, you can't see this. Ve'ein v'kochol lakir b'hem, nevertheless. This is our job. As we know in 26, the way Hashem created the world is vayhi erev, vayhi boker. First there's light, first there's night and darkness, and then there's light. Evimasu abonim haisel roshpina, the cornerstone, the stone that was rejected becomes the cornerstone. That's the nature of life. And we have to understand that what we go through in life, and again, that imagery of circles, it's a circle. And that as we move away from the top, we're coming closer to the top again. As we move away from what appears to us a place of goodness on top, we're just moving again closer back to that position, because everything that Hashem does is for the good. Rabbi Lef, we saw this piece again in the last Tu B'Av Shir. We'll just mention it in context here, where he says, how can we sensitize ourselves to recognize good? One must first accustom himself not to take anything for granted, to be grateful for every small benefit one receives. Nowadays, we're prone to expect 100% satisfaction. If we receive less than 100% in any area, we feel justified in complaining. But we have to realize the Torah explicitly warns us, lest you eat and be satiated, build good houses and settle in them, and your heart will be haughty, and you will forget God. An awareness and recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu is only possible through an awareness and recognition of good one receives in this world. Hakaras HaTov, the most basic acknowledgement that there is good that I benefit from. Its opposite is Kfuye Tova, literally covering over the good, failing to recognize or acknowledging the benefit, failing to recognize the good. And if one fails to recognize the benefit conferred on him by another human being, he will also fail to recognize the ultimate source of all good. And this, my friends, helps us to explain the bracha of Atova Ameti. What's the bracha that Chazal instituted? Chazal instituted the bracha, and it's not by accident this bracha was instituted in Yavne v'Chachameha. This is after the Yerushalayim is destroyed, and now the Sanhedrin moves to Yavne. They don't give up. We have to appreciate what we do have. We still have the Chachamim. We still are able to teach Torah. Our sages understood the fall of Beitar was the final nail in the coffin in the long gallows that was to follow. They understood that if Jews are not able to have their perspective on life, to be able to appreciate the small goodness they receive, the exile will be very depressing, even impossible to bear. They instituted the Yantav of Tu B'Av to bring home this idea. Let's appreciate what we do have. Hatova Meitiv, the bodies didn't decay. We're able to bury them. Yes, there's a Chorban. Yes, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Focus in on the good. That is the message of Tu B'Av. For us, Tu B'Av becomes the time that when we bench, have a suda on Tu B'Av, not there's a chiyuv of tzidra, but there's no mitzvah of having suda, but to have a meal and to bench and solely say the bracha of that final bracha of Rnei Yishalayim of Atova Meitiv, to thank Hashem, Ro'enu, Su'enu, Parnasa, all the goodness that Hashem does for us. And to be able to appreciate the small things in life. Hatova Meitiv, the day of Tu B'Av, is a day of showing gratitude, of expressing and appreciating all that we have. This idea dovetails so beautifully in the thread, so to speak, that Rav Schlesinger Shlita notes in Elohei Moadai, of all the different reasons, which we said seem to be just like random reasons that we're going through Tu B'Av. He says the thread that is threaded through all the things that happen on this day is this idea of a Yom Tov, a day of being able to see Tov, goodness. And goodness in this sense means a completion, a circle. It may not be a gigantic circle. It may not be the completion of everything you've dreamed of life. It may not be the fixing of all your problems. But there is, in some way, a circle. And what we have to do in life is find those circles, appreciate those circles, pay attention to those circles. So marriage, lo tova yod adam levado ezer kenegdo, marriage is called, it's not good to be lo tov alone. There may be a lot of problems, but at least you got married. There's a tov, there's a goodness here. The burial of Beitar, Hatova Meiti, the fact that those people didn't die, and now, Misei Midbar, and now we're able to have, once again, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking, that reinstatement of that relationship. Let's appreciate it. It's Tov. Being able to finally, the 10 tribes going up to the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you, Hashem. Not all those years I couldn't, and now the Golos is around the corner. No. Focus in on what you have now. Be able to appreciate the present, the gift. The Beit HaMikdash is a place of both Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed that we spoke about before. And again, this is the idea of the trees, being able to have all the trees that were needed, and now people can be able to sit and study Torah. Ki lekach tov natati lechem torasi al tavzovu. Torah is called Tov. The ability to sit and learn Torah is, again, bringing us this level of Shlemos. And this is the idea of a no Yerushalayim going out. Yerushalayim represents Yerushalayim. The Yeru, the Yira of Shalem, of Shlemos, of wholeness. They are the ones who are able to go out and to appreciate the Machol. Igul 33, or Davar Shalem, it's something that's whole. Ha'olam Agol, the world is round. Kiyishbo Shlemut Shabriyat Hashem, because it is the wholeness of the Bria of Hashem. This is what the circle's about. And we've spoken in the past, Reb Sadok, that Hashem created everything circular. Right? If you go to the fruit and vegetables, you'll see everything is circular. You have the pears and the apples and the cucumbers, all cylinder. That's the idea of shlemos, of wholeness. We create the angles. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the idea of the shlemos. Tu B'Av, lo hayu yamin tovim. It's a day to focus in on tov. And with this, we can also appreciate, my friends, an idea we've spoken about before in 34, the Sichur Nischaskud on Rosh Hashanah, where he says the idea of Hashem making in the future a machol for tzaddikim, the machol, the circle is a goal, is the dancing is in circular form, the egol en karov or rachol, in a circle there's nothing close or far, kulam shavim biyachas to the kudaim sa'id, everything is equidistant to the middle, lomar lecha, to teach you ki yudi ovedet Hashem mitbarach bevchinat machol, that's how we have to serve Hashem. Bechol davar motzeh avodas Hashem, and everything you find avodas Hashem, and everything you find zeh Hashem kivinu lo, and everything you understand that this is exactly where I need to be in my avodas Hashem. Kol HaSaveivo Tanu Hu Avodas Hashem. All that surrounds us is Avodas Hashem. This is the idea we say every morning of Yahalelu Shmo B'Macho. We praise Hashem in a circle. Again, a circle is equidistant to that which is in the middle, which is Kivyocha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wherever I am in life, this is exactly where Hashem wants me to be. This is where I'm going to praise Hashem. This is where I'm going to realize that if this is where I need to be, let me find the shleimus. Let me find the wholeness in this. And this, my friends, this idea of Tu B'Av, it is like so fundamental for Yiddishkeit. Because all of us are in some area broken, incomplete, striving for more, whether it's spiritually, whether it's physically, whether in different aspects of our lives. We want things to become more complete, more whole. And we feel the pain of the brokenness. Comes along one day a year. Obviously, it's an avodah of all year. Comes along one day a year and says, you know, stop. If this is where you are today and every day and every person is an olam shalem, this is Yahalu Shmo B'Machol. This is where Hashem wants you to serve him today. So instead of saying what I don't have, focus in on what you do have. Try to find the circle. Try to find the completeness. Try to find the joy, the simcha, in the shleimus, in the wholeness. And as we've spoken about, that's what simcha is. It's shleimus, it's wholeness. Lo hayu yamim tavim. How do we do this? Finding the tov, finding the goodness. Allow this day to be a day, both ben adam l'chaveiro, between man and one's fellow man, and between ben adam l'makom, man and God, to be able to see all the aspects of life that are whole, that are full, and allow this day to generate and inspire us to much greater heights of closeness to Hashem. And obviously, the first two levels are very much interrelated. The more I see the wholeness and the goodness that I'm able to strip away the layers of challenge and disappointment and frustration, and I'm able to look at the good, the more it develops that closeness between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that just furthers that marriage, that closeness, that relationship, that tshuva, and what the whole dynamics of a Tu B'Av are about. Our final idea, and again, I'm just going to echo what we saw before because I think it is so fundamental in understanding Tu B'Av, is Rav Wolfson in Emunati Techa, where he speaks about that we know that the entire calendar year is really created, structured after the holiday of Pesach. And this is a famous tour of the Atbash, that the first day of Pesach will be the same day of the calendar of Tisha B'Av. At Aleph of Pesach will be the same day of the week of Tisha B'Av. The second day of Pesach will be the day of the week Shavuos will fall. Gar, the third day, will be the day Rosh Hashanah, etc. So notes Rav Wolfson, but how come we don't have Shvi Shal Pesach? It's left blank. Every day is something. Shvi Shal Pesach, the seventh of Pesach, is nothing. And we know the seventh of Pesach parallels Tu B'Av. Why doesn't he mention this? So here, Rav Wolfson gives us a very fundamental yesod. And he says two ideas. One is we know that Tu B'Av is the seventh day after Tisha B'Av. And we know that in the future, Tisha B'Av is going to turn into a Yontif. And therefore, Tu B'Av is going to be the seventh day of this Yontif. It's going to be the height of this Yontif. It's going to be the full moon. It's going to be completion. It's going to be like the Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech in its fullness, in its greatness. With this in mind, he says, we can appreciate a very important idea called Or Yashar and Or Chozer. So let's take, for example, Pesach. We know Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Jews left Egypt. Or Yashar means that the light from Pesach that originally happened the time when they left Egypt enters into our lives as well. And we feel chavrus, and we feel redemption, and we feel changed as a result. That's the Or Yashar. The Or Chozer means a retrospective light, which means Avraham Avinu had matzahs. Well, he didn't have any matzahs. Jewish people weren't even around. They didn't leave Egypt yet. The light of Pesach also goes backwards. The war of the four kings and the five kings, right? Many things happened in Pesach, even before there was Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Pesach. It's an Or Chozer. It's a light that's reflected backwards. So he says, we see this as well. Tu B'Av is the time, the Ikar HaChag is what really happened on that day? None of the above. That's why we have six reasons. What it's really about, it's about the Ikar HaYantif, Humash HaNiskar, the Arum 42, Sham B'Sofa Sukya. What's really about Tu B'Av is about? It's about Atina Kadosh Baruch Hu Laso Mecholot Tzadikim. Really, Tu B'Av is the time when the Tzadikim will make a circle and dance and everyone's going to point and say, that's what really happened. When the women go out and dance, they're going out in anticipation of this future holiday that hasn't yet happened. Ah, all these things occurred on Tu B'Av. They did. But we asked, but none of them seem to be a real reason, and many other things have happened that we don't mark. You're right, we don't mark down every event. Ah, why were these things marked? These things were marked because it's just showing you the power of Tu B'Av. The power of this day is so great that retroactively beautiful things happen. That's just giving you a sense of what will be. To look at Tu B'Av and just look at the Gemara and say, well, that's what happened, that's what I'm celebrating, is again very surface level. I'm celebrating these things because they are just a reflection of what will be. And I am anticipating. And the day of Tu B'Av, that's why Shvi Shel Pesach can't, the Torah doesn't connect it to Tu B'Av, even though it's the same day. Why? It didn't happen yet. It's a futuristic holiday. It's a holiday we envision. And with this, we can appreciate in 43 and 44. Why Vasimcha Shel Tu B'Av Haitai Kara Eitzel Benos Yisrael? It's specifically through the women. Vayu Yotzot B'Begadim Shualim V'Cholot B'Kramim V'Zochot L'Zivugav. Why the women? Why in the Kramim? Why in the vineyards? So we know that on Pesach we have three matzos. The three matzos represent the three afos. The wheat is the intellectual understanding, right? A child calls their parent when they're able to start eating wheat. They have a level of understanding, Gemara tells us. And the wine represents the shlakados. The arbakosos represents the women, which is the more of the emotional relationship with Hashem. Emuna, belief that this holiday will happen. Having this vision that a time will come when the tzaddikim will have this dance. A time will come when we'll have the binyan beis hamikdash. A time will come when this will be the Shvi Shel Pesach, will be the Shvi Shel of Tisha B'Av. That is an emotional yearning toward this time. Therefore, the women who are more attuned to this emotional aspect, right? B'schut noshim nigalu v'seinu, b'schut noshim asidim ligal. It's in the merit of women. We have the redemption, we'll have redemption. Women are the ones who hold on to Amunah. Chazal tell us this throughout. It's the women that go out. It's the women that are going out and dancing. Their dancing is in anticipation of what this great holiday is about. And they go out in the kramim, they go out in the vineyards, they go out in the place of wine, in the place of that emotional relationship and connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yontif is about. And they are anticipating, albeit it's about marriage down here, but it's really v'hizivug v'yichuda shalim at Knesset Yisrael the Kala, the end of 44, v'akadosh baruch hu achatan, v'lachem v'yom zesh yismachot v'ot Yisrael v'yichud shitikein shlomo, zochot gam heim v'kramin l'zivug ala yafayim chatan agun ki yom ha-kagarim. The fact is that they are anticipating this ultimate marriage and connection between Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, and Hashem, enables them now, the Or HaZeir, the retroactive light, to be worthy of marriage in this world, in the here and now. And that's why he says that Tu B'Av is really a time where we take down a Megillat Eicha of Yirmiyah, the time of mourning. We're able to pick up the Megillah of Shir Shirim, of Shlomo Melech, of Senor and of Benot Zion, Bamelech Shlomo, be able to have this aspect of rejoicing. We get up from the morning. This is a day to move forward. And it's not by accident, Rav Wolfson notes in 45 in the Arrow, that where was the bracha of a tova meitiv established on Tuba Avus, established in a place called Yavna? Yavna, the very name, means Yibaneh, different vocalization. It's about will be rebuilt. That the door of the Chorban saw that we need to always go on and rebuild. We always have to have a futuristic vision. And that's really the beauty of Tuba Av. And that's why Tuba Av cannot be a holiday. And that's why it's such a hidden holiday, that people don't know how to properly celebrate the holiday. And it can go even unnoticed until somebody says, oh, you know, today's Tuba Av. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Why? Because it's a day that's really concealed. It's a day of the future. It's those who are plugged in. It's those who are connected. Realize, wow, this is a day of closeness. This is a day of Zivug. This is 40 days according to Tziras Havlat, before the creation of the world. This is a day where I begin my marriage, my relationship, my tshuva, my tefillah, my chesed with Ribbono Shalom. It's a day to see the goodness in this world. It's a day to see the circles. It's a day to be able to see the level of completion. It's able to see that everything's equidistant from the center. And on the last level, as our final level, the final idea, Mirtz Hashem, that the whole idea of Tu B'Av being a futuristic vision is again the imagery of the circle, where the world will come back to ultimately to its beginning, to the place where everybody will be able to have that relationship with Hashem. The woman going out and dancing in a circle is just representative of that ultimate circle, the ultimate world, the way Hashem envisioned it, that we departed from Gan Eden and we move further and further away. But as we're moving further away, we're going to get back to the top. The dancing in the circle is reminding us that soon we're going to be back at that top of the circle where the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be so great. And that Tu B'Av is indeed going to be a festival of dancing, a festival of light, a festival of redemption. May we all be zochet to see it b'mheira b'yameinu in our lifetime.